Give the gift of magic this year. Let the experts at FTM Travel help you customize a vacation that will create memories for your family to last a lifetime. You can visit one of Disney's incredible theme park destinations like Walt Disney World or Disneyland, or you can see the world on Disney Cruise Line or Adventures by Disney. Reach out to FTM Travel today via email at info@ftmtravel.com. So that's F as in ferry, T as in trip, M as in mother. We look forward to hearing from you. Welcome to episode 23 of Rebecca Enchanted. I'm Rebecca Mitchell, your fairy podmother. This episode is just going to be a quick recap of my recent trip to Walt Disney World. I just got back yesterday. It was kind of a last minute trip. My sister and brother-in-law were going, so I decided to kind of tag along and join them while they were down there. It was very quick. I got there Friday night and left Monday morning. So I just had Saturday and Sunday in the parks. I did have the intention on Saturday to go over to Epcot from Hollywood Studios, but I lost my energy to do that. So this trip just consisted of going to Hollywood Studios to see the holiday decorations, especially Toy Story Land all decked out. And then also Magic Kingdom, of course, for the holidays. And then I did Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. So for Saturday, we went to Hollywood Studios. We had reservations at Hollywood and Vine at 8 a.m. in order to get into the park early. And it was kind of, we were doing this, at least on my end, I was doing it more for research. Can you have one of those early morning dining reservations and still get into the park early enough to do Toy Story Land? So I'll just kind of go over how it went. Our reservation was at 8 a.m. and we were the first ones to check in. So we ended up being the first family of the day, which I actually didn't know was a thing. And you would have to really be the first one to check in and all of that. So what that consisted of is we were welcomed into Hollywood and Vine. We were the only ones in there. They clapped for us. You know, I may have curtsied. Sometimes I don't know how to react in those kind of situations. And then we were able to meet all of the characters that were there. So that was Sophia, Doc McStuffins, Goofy, and Vamprina. So we got a picture with all of them, which only the first family of the day gets. And then we got a little card for being first family of the day. So that was very exciting. Again, I didn't know it was a thing. And so I don't know that it's something like you should try and do or strive for, but it was just a nice, fun surprise. And then since we weren't there necessarily to really meet those characters, we were there more to get, you know, a breakfast in and get into the park early. We kind of hustled through breakfast, but we were able to enjoy it. It was very nice. And we got out of there by about 8:40, I would say, 8:35, 8:40. And so where they hold everybody to go into Toy Story Land is just kind of right down the street from Hollywood and Vine. So we were able to, get into that crowd without, you know, we didn't have to go to the back of the line of that crowd that had been building up being held for Toy Story Land. And so we were kind of able to filter into that crowd. And then within a few minutes from being there, so probably about 8:45, they released the crowd to head back to Toy Story Land. So we were able to do that. It was a little bit crazy, as that always is. And my tip is they have you go through, there's an archway, there's kind of a doorway. A lot of people head through this doorway that is obviously only going to let a few people in. So I'm going to tell you, if you're in that big crowd getting into Toy Story Land right at Rope Drop, go through the middle large archway. And then we headed straight to Slinky Dog Dash. We waited probably 15 minutes. It wasn't quite a walk-on. We did have to wait a little bit, but not bad at all. And of course, that was super enjoyable, super, super enjoyable. And then we just kind of did some other things. We did Toy Story, Midway Mania. None of us really wanted to do Alien Swirling Saucers. So then we headed over and did Star Wars Launch Bay. And then we headed over and did Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror. We may have done Tower of Terror twice. No, we did it later in the day. Sorry. And then we headed over. We didn't actually have a lunch reservation, so we stopped into Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater, and we did. We're not able to fit us in, so we headed over to 50's Primetime Diner, and they were able to fit us in. We were a party of three. We had a very lovely lunch there. I had not eaten there actually since I was a kid, so that was very fun. And then I took some time to kind of go around and take pictures and enjoy the holiday scenery. I wanted to get some really good pictures of the Toy Story Land decorations and just some of the other things about the park. And then I also saw the Frozen sing-along. And then I got a text from my brother-in-law that my sister was in the Indiana Jones show. So she was picked as one of the volunteers. So I, as soon as I could, hustled over there, and I was able to catch her performance, her star-turning performance in the Indiana Jones spectacular. And then kind of, you know, trying to remember, but we filled in with some other things, star tours, meeting Olaf, meeting Mickey and Minnie, those kinds of things. And then as it got closer to nighttime, we went to, we had dinner at Mama Melrose for dinner. And I had not eaten there since I took my son there, I think back in like 2008. So it's been 10 years. And we enjoyed it. We had a nice meal. I don't know why. That's never been one that I'm like head over heels about. So I enjoyed it. I would eat there again, but I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, you have to eat there. So that's how I felt about that meal. And then we headed over to Sunset Boulevard for the projections and snow and lasers and everything over there by the Tower of Terror. And we loved it. Thoroughly, thoroughly were just totally into it. I mean, they played music. It's snowing. There's lasers. There's shows on the Tower of Terror. It was a super fun holiday experience there. And then after that, we did Tower of Terror in the, at night, in the dark. And let me tell you this. So I am very afraid of Tower of Terror. I get very nervous going on it. I don't know if I'm going up or down, and it makes me very, very nervous. And so I normally hold on for dear life. I hold on to whatever I can. There's handles and all of that. So my brother-in-law recommended hands up. And I did hands up, and I've never enjoyed it more. I had so much more fun than trying to like hold on. You know, I'm not going to do anything by holding on. So that's my tip and my takeaway from this trip. Hands up on Tower of Terror made it totally enjoyable and super fun both times that we did it. And then after that, I feel like, we headed back over to Toy Story Land to see it at night. And then we went over for Jingle Bell Jingle Jam and saw that. And that, I love that show. I would say my brother-in-law was like less than impressed with it. But I love anything super Christmassy. And so I just really enjoyed the Christmas music and the projections and the fireworks. So that was very fun. And then we headed over to the boat to head back to our resort, the boardwalk. And this is something I didn't know also. So if you are staying at the boardwalk or yacht or beach, you can get off at the Swan and Dolphin and walk from there. Otherwise, like he told us, it would be a 4-minute walk from there, or we could take a boat and it would be a 10 to 14 minute boat ride. So it just depends on if you're willing to make that for, you know, I would say it took a little longer, but then we were able to walk along the boardwalk and I stopped and did some shopping. So, you know, that's just something I didn't know before. So there's that. And then I had kind of thought about heading over to Epcot, but based on how long it took us to get the boat, back to the resort, I just didn't think I would make it in time. And sure enough, the fireworks were going off, like just as we got to the boardwalk. So I probably would not have made it. And that is it, I think, for that day at Hollywood Studios. So that was a full day. So So then on Sunday morning, we got up bright and early and we had an 8:10 Be Our Guest reservation. We were let into the park just a little bit before 8 o'clock. We went off, if you're looking at the castle, they have signs directing you. And so we went off to the left for early morning breakfast reservations. We checked in for Be Our Guest. We had pre-ordered our food, so that was very smooth. And took a seat, got, you know, I think we were probably out of there by 8:30, probably 8:35, maybe closer to 8:40. And then we headed over to the line for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So there is a, and this was the express purpose of getting this reservation, was to get a quick ride in on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train for first thing in the morning. And so you'll see, as you come out of Be Our Guest, there's stroller parking, and then people are lined up, starting to line up to go into Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And that is the line that you want to be in. And so we were maybe, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15, maybe 20 people back. And then this was actually right before 9 o'clock. They let us in to the queue for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And then that was a total walk on. You know, we just walked right on to the ride. So we got that done first thing in the morning. And the thing about Sunday is that they were predicting storms, you know, starting, we were watching the weather pretty closely, starting around 10 or 11. And it was supposed to be heavy rain and storms. And so we wanted to get everything done that would possibly get closed during that time. So we wanted to get Seven Dwarfs Mine Train done. And then Big Thunder Mountain we wanted to get done as well. So we headed over there. It had a 5-minute wait. So we did that quickly. And then we actually had a fast pass for it for right after. So we did that right after, got two rides in there, and then we headed over. I think we did kind of Small World. We tried to just fit in some things before other fast passes started, but mainly getting Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Big Thunder done before it started to rain and storm. They won't shut it down like in the rain or in a light rain. It varies, but for sure, if it's storming, if there's any lightning, they will, even if the lightning is miles away, they will shut it down. And so some of the other rides like that would be like Dumbo and Astro Orbiter and, you know, anything outdoors like that, they're going to shut down for safety reasons. So then we just kind of, I think we split up because they wanted to do Seven Dwarfs Mine Train again before the storm, and I did not. So I kind of headed over and just did some, you know, putzing around and took some pictures, and I ended up in Big Top Souvenirs right when it decided to just like open up and rain like crazy. So I actually just waited that out in there. My sister and her husband did a couple of more things indoors while that was going on, but I did not want to get out into the rain like that. So we spent the rest of the day just filling in with things we wanted to do, especially because it did rain most of the day. So we did Enchanted Tiki Room and Carousel of Progress and my favorite, the Country Bear Jamboree, which is a fun story. My brother-in-law had never done it. The first time he and my sister and their son went, it was closed. It was actually closed. But from then on, my sister would tell him, like, he would ask, like, what's that over there? And he'd be like, oh, it's just like one of those shooting arcades or something. And because she never wanted to go on it. And so we were able to experience his first journey through the Country Bears together. And that was really fun. It was cute. We had a really good time. And then we were able to get a last minute lunch reservation at the Diamond Horseshoe. And it was very good. I mean, they had an option where it was kind of like a family style buffet that they would bring to you. And, but we all chose to just order off the menu. I got like a grilled chicken sandwich. They got some brisket, and, we all enjoyed it. Like, it was a nice way to get out of the weather, and it was a nice environment, beautifully decorated for Christmas. Price-wise, it was, I say, pretty close to a quick service. I think my sandwich was about $17. So that's, you know, just a few dollars more than you would pay at a quick service restaurant. But then we had kind of that nice sit-down experience with a server and everything. So it is a nice, I would recommend that for a lunch. It's not like top on my list, but it's also not anywhere near the bottom. And then we had fast passes for Jingle Cruise, and that one, at that point, it was still raining. So we were able to do that one in the rain. We did get, I think, more wet on that than we'd been just walking around. But of course, we wanted to enjoy that overlay for the holidays. And then I'm trying to think. I know we just filled in with, we did Space Mountain. It had a 20-minute wait, and we decided to do that and brave that. And we were able to, I think, maybe we waited 20 minutes, maybe. Because the thing about the rain, it was a Christmas party day, so that already means probably lighter crowds. And then with the rain, it might have kept some people away. So we had pretty low wait times for everything that we did. And did the People Mover and Buzz Lightyear, Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, which I had not done for a really long time. So that was enjoyable. So we pretty much did everything. We didn't get to Winnie the Pooh. And, we did Splash Mountain right before they left, because they left and went back to their resort for dinner. And I stayed for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And I had dinner at Pecos Bill's and enjoyed that. And then it was time for the party to start. So I wanted to focus more on meeting characters and getting pictures from this party. So once the party started, I did do some photo pass opportunities and that kind of thing. And then I headed over to Main Street to get the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom card for my son, who plays that game when he's there. And then I just kind of did some wandering, and then I found a spot along Main Street for the first parade and did that. And then I went and met Mickey immediately after that parade got out. Like, I was following the very back of the parade and headed over to meet Mickey in the theater up by the train station. And I got in there with probably maybe 5 to 10 minute wait to meet Mickey. So that was a really good strategy in order to meet him very quickly. And so I did that. And then I kind of headed back to Main Street so that I could get a spot for the parade. The fireworks. So the fireworks were at 10, and by now it was probably about 9:30. So I just kind of sat along a curb and waited for the fireworks to start. And then once the fireworks were, which were spectacular, of course, as always. And then once those were over, I did head over to Adventureland because I wanted to meet Aladdin and Abu. As I was in line, it turned out to be Genie instead of Aladdin and Abu, which was really great. And then I headed back to like the Storybook Circus area, and I wanted to meet Minnie and Daisy over there. So I did that, and I picked up some treats, of course, along the way, because part of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is they have complimentary treats. So that is those were just kind of peppered in as I passed places. I would pick up treats along the way. And one of the other things, which had never happened to me before, but as we were waiting in line for the parade, sitting there waiting for the parade to start, they handed out cookies. So that was nice that they did that. And it wasn't like, here's a cookie for you. It's like, here's 4 cookies for you. So I really enjoyed that. And I think that was kind of it. At the end of the night, I did meet Santa Claus on my way out at the very end of the night. And then I called it a night because I had an early flight in the morning and it was just about midnight. So I did spend most of my time at the party, well, either waiting for a parade to start or waiting for the fireworks. But that was not a significant amount of time. But, the parade, the fireworks, meeting characters and doing the photo pass opportunities, those were my main focus of the party. Other people, like when I've been there with my son, his main focus is going on rides over and over and over again with a really little wait. So that's important to him. Overall, I would not say this party was very crowded. Certainly the Halloween party that I went to in August, I found to be a lot more crowded than this one was. So I don't know where they fell on the crowd scale, but I was very pleased with the crowd level at this parade or at this party. Okay, so that was it. It was a quick episode because it was a quick trip. I did not think I was going to get to go down there for the holidays this year. So I'm really happy that it worked out and I was able to do as much as I was able to do. I felt very, very satisfied with what I fit in into a short 48 hours and very little of that 48 hours was sleep. And I did not make it over to Epcot. I just wasn't able to fit that into this trip. I would have loved to have. My sister and her husband saw, absolutely loved the holiday storytellers at each of the country pavilions. And then they saw the candlelight processional last night and had absolutely loved it. It was the text I got from my sister said, amazing. So that is a very special part of the holidays at Disney World. So I do hope that you can fit that into your schedule. Thank you for listening today. As always, if you have any questions, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Rebecca Enchanted and YouTube as well. All right, see you real soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.